Academy St James. Now, the arguments over reopening of schools have been dominating the news headlines in recent days. It's worth remembering that many schools have remained open to look after children of key workers and to support their local communities. Our reporters from the Academy at St James Primary School in Ollerton have been sending us regular updates from the school, and this week our reporter Reese simply asked staff and pupils, what have you been doing today?
What have you been doing today?
Baking.
Baking.
They're making biscuits to put paint on it.
You're sad. What have you been doing today?
Well, we've been on scooters. We've made some salt dough, fruit and vegetables. And then we've just painted them.
Esme, what have you been doing?
I've been playing with Lila. And I'm going to go make fruit kebabs. The fruit's on the stick.
Today we have made magic wands for Winnie the Witch, and we've been on the scooters, and then this afternoon we're going to make fruit kebabs.
Very busy.
No.
I have sorted all the food out, put it outside, I've just brought it all back in. I've had two meetings, now I'm going to have a meeting with Mr. Tolson. We've sorted work packs out and home visits.
In year five we have been learning about the Vikings.
Today we have made Viking ships and shields with cardboard and paint. Vikings used ships to trade and conquer Northern Europe and North America.
Anaya, what's it like to be at school?
It's good.
Why is that?
I enjoy coming to school because I can complete my work and run around, play badminton and shoot some hoops. I can't do this at home.
And I've seen Anaya play badminton and she is actually fantastic, so I can account for that.
Ishi, what have you been doing this week?
This week I have coming to school and I have been going on the scooters, painting, enjoying myself. And the reason I like coming to school is because at home you're just bored, and at school they never let you get bored because they always keep you occupied, and I like playing with my friends at school.
There you go, that's what's been happening at Academy St James in Ollerton in the last week. Reese and Ishi finishing up that report there. Later in the week, we're hoping to talk to the head teacher. Well, not even later in the week, later in this programme, I ought to say. It is later in the week, though, later in the programme. We'll be talking to the head teacher about the latest government plans for reopening schools. Now, stay with us. Going to play, speaking of schools, Alice Cooper. School's out for summer. Not quite. School's out for half term. But anyway, here we go. Enjoy a bit of this. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. We're lucky enough to be joined down the line by a head teacher. I feel like I've been summoned to the office, but it's head teacher Chris Tolson from the Academy at St James Primary School. Chris, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. How are you, all right?
I'm very well. It is odd talking to a headmaster and not being in trouble. I feel like, have I cut my hair too short? Have I put gel in my hair? Have I been cheeky in class? But you're not here to tell me off, are you?
No, I'm actually working from home this week, so it's a bit strange for me working at home and, you know, when I kind of should be in school. So I'm sat in my kind of front room talking to you, which is also a bit strange because normally I'd be sat at home, but we've done like a rotor system for people in and out of school. So yeah, it's a bit strange really.
Well, earlier on we were lucky enough to feature some of the kids, because obviously even though people are on lockdown and even though most schools aren't catering for everybody, you are obviously still open through this lockdown period and looking after children of key workers and so forth. So how's it been being on lockdown but also to some extent still being at school?
Yeah, so we've been, and I must say before I start, you know, a huge thank you to all the staff community where I work, but also to all those people all throughout the country and in Bradford who are doing remarkable work each and every day, really. So I think that's one of the things, you know, schools have been open for the last 10 weeks, and we're in week 9 now, sorry, and we've been open every day throughout that period. So, yes, school has been working. We've had around between 16... sometimes it's been as low as 10, but up to 25 kids each day. So we've been supporting them. It's been difficult, there's no doubt about it. We've had to get used to what home learning would look like for our children and for us. And I know the schools may be the same. A lot of children don't have the technology to learn at home, so that's been really difficult in terms of trying to get them engaged and support them with the home learning. And it's been everything from paper packs to trying to spot people with their internet use to supporting people with you know, how to engage learning. But I think more importantly, we've been looking at, you know, basics like food. So we've been sending out food parcels on a weekly basis. We've been looking at supporting families who are struggling to get food. But we've been very lucky. We've worked with Morrison's, we've worked with Thornton Church. We've been looking at Bradford Food Bank, and they've been all been incredibly supportive and helping us out, as I know they have for other schools in Bradford too. So there's been a whole range of social issues that we've had to work through, and that's been very challenging. But I think it's also shown what a great community that we work in. And we're lucky enough, I know our children do a daily report for you for BCB Radio, and they absolutely love that. We've been doing that through lockdown, so that's been something we're doing for the curriculum. But yeah, a whole range of issues from kind of food to technology, and to also supporting people's well-being and supporting them through what's been a very, very difficult period.
One of the things that, I mean, obviously it's half term this coming week, isn't it? And it's like, I mean, yeah, we couldn't believe it when we're sitting again. It feels like we've only just come out of Easter. That feels like a really short term.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Time's flying by in one way, but also every day feels like every other day. It's a little bit of Groundhog Day-ness to getting up in the morning and not leaving the you know, the confines of the house and all that kind of stuff. But for the kids, actually, it's really important, isn't it, for next week to not be formally learning, whatever that looks like in your home, and everyone's having to adapt and do as best they can, and also for parents, because, you know, parents are working from home and they have to take on this extra responsibility of doing their best to do a job that is a professional job. I mean, you know how to do your job. We're sort of pretending to know how to do it.
Yeah, and I think that we've always been very wary of actually, you know, trying to support parents in the best way we can at home. It's not easy. It's a really difficult thing. I mean, we've devised a Parent of the Week celebration video that we send out every week just to say well done, because we know it's really difficult. I mean, some of our families have got 2, 3, 4 children. Trying to homeschool them is really tough. And we've said, and I know many schools are the same, that over the holidays, there's no work, no expectation for any work at all, and it's a clean break. I think, you know, it's about well-being, trying to go out and enjoy yourself. But even within the school term, we're trying to vary what we do to make it. And the weather's been, luckily, it's been very nice. So we're trying to get children outside and doing some exercise and keeping physically active as well at this period, because that's really important. And I think moving forward into September or, you know, when, you know, and further afield, there's a massive job for us to think about the well-being of our children and communities, you know, once the next few months have passed, because it's going to have a long-term knock-on effect into the way that we run our schools, I think, in the future.
Well, listen, thanks for taking the time, and well done, and we appreciate the work that, you know, all the schools are doing, and also for calling out that the amazing community that's come together in Bradford, you know, and across the country. But you really see it in Bradford. You see that, whether it's private companies like the ones you've mentioned, or whether it's volunteers or teachers or groups or you know, or faith groups, everyone's really, really stepping up, aren't they, and just keeping an eye on each other and doing their best to help everyone through this really, really, you know, unprecedented time, I guess.
Yeah, I would really agree with that. I've been humbled and kind of really quite moved by the reaction we've had from so many different people in Bradford. It's just lovely to see the great messages on Twitter or on people's websites that people are putting out there about the great work people are doing. And it's just shown, you know, what a great community of people we have. And that's, I think at times like this, people come together in ways that you don't expect. And, you know, I'm enormously proud and humbled to work with the people I work with. But I know we've been part of the bigger Bradford picture, and further afield, just an amazing amount of great work that people are doing. And that deserves, you know, so much applause. It's absolutely fantastic to watch.
Brilliant. Well, I've been in the headmaster's office and I feel like I got off lightly, so I'm going to let you go and I'm going to go
no
and
problem.
Serve my detention elsewhere. Right, brilliant. Chris, thanks
okay.
for joining us. Have a great weekend.
No
and enjoy
problem,
half
anytime.
Term. Enjoy half
I will
term.
Do. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you. Bye.